listening to ESL Talk, a podcast made for English teachers by English teachers.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello everyone. Welcome to another new episode of ESL Talk. Moving along really nicely in season 6, we've had some great episodes so far, and we're going to continue again today, where we're talking about teaching and learning and staying motivated whilst teaching and learning different languages. So our guest today is Nina. She is a polyglot teacher and language learner, obviously. She speaks and teaches multiple different languages, and she talks to us today about how she stays motivated whilst she is doing this. It's really interesting, and I think you'll get a lot from this conversation. She also touches on, you know, the strengths in building network, building community, and how she leverages social media to help her build this audience, build this network of fellow language learners, how she's able to use it to kind of, you know, extend her business and extend what she does as a teacher, whilst also learning other languages, learning new cultures, and having all these great opportunities. So that is today's interview with Nina. But of course, before we get into that, just a couple of announcements. The first thing, if you haven't yet registered, the Teacher Level Up Summit is coming in just a few days. So if you haven't registered yet, don't forget to sign up for the summit. We talked about this on our previous episode with Crystal. It is an amazing free event for teachers, helping them take their teaching business to the next level. There's lots of great guests, events, prizes, all of that good stuff. So don't forget to just quickly go back to the Teacher Level Up Summit. Sign up, register for free. It is taking place this Friday and this Saturday. So do try to get along to that if you can. And of course, don't forget to check out our sponsor, ESL-curriculum.com, to get your free 2-week trial. We can get access to 750 plus premium teaching resources and materials. Also includes games as well for all levels, no matter what you teach as an online ESL teacher. Just go to ESL-curriculum.com, get started with your free 2-week trial. And then just finally, if you haven't applied to be a guest yet on the podcast, you can do so by just simply going to our website, esl-talk.com. Click the button at the top that says be a guest, fill in a few details, and we can interview you on a future upcoming episode. We've got a lot of great guests already scheduled for the rest of episode 6, but let's get into today's interview with Nina, where she's going to share all about how she stays motivated as a polyglot, as a multi-language speaker, and also as a language teacher as well. Here we go.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, Nina. Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. Great to have you.
Hello, Daniel. Nice to meet you. Actually, when I was learning at school, I already got some, like, teachers noticed my talents in learning languages. But at the same time, I liked to dance, so I couldn't choose between them. But I always liked English. And we also got the second language we had was French. And I also liked it. After that, I needed to choose like dances or languages. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I couldn't choose. Actually, I still like dance. I still like dancing. I still like learning languages. So after my school, after I graduated from school, I also got choices. I got choice to be an English teacher or an English translator, or to choose something else. So, and I got opportunity to choose, degree of Orientalist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that's connected with Eastern cultures and languages.
Yes.
So, and yeah, and I thought, like, why not? Let's try it. Well, actually, I was nervous a little bit because it was something absolutely new for me. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't had the idea that I'm going to be an Orientalist, or I will learn Chinese or even Japanese. So, but I got this risk. I took this risk, and that's why I started learning Chinese, because our first language was Chinese. And the second language was English, and the third language was Japanese. So actually I was nervous the first time, because, you know, it's absolutely different from Latin, French. As I remember, English, it's also like connected. Yeah, also Latin, mm-hmm. Latin words, Latin alphabet. Luckily, I was okay. I was fine with the Chinese. Even after that with Japanese, and mm-hmm. that's how I started dive into Western languages and culture, because wow. We at university we got history, Chinese history, Chinese literature, Chinese religion, everything.
Yeah. All those aspects. So what are all the different languages that you can speak and also teach? Like, there's a lot of different languages. So we have obviously English and Russian, Chinese, Spanish,
yeah.
Portuguese, Japanese, Korean,
yeah.
Arabic, Turkish. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. But I just this year I started Arabic and Korean languages, and actually, yeah, Portuguese I also started this year. But so I do not teach them. I'm just a learner. But I do teach Chinese and English and French. But French, I just teach basic. I just teach little children because I'm still learning. I don't have such a high level as my Chinese or English. But yeah, because I like languages, this year I decided to try new ones like Korean and Arabic. Mm-hmm. And this is that's the reason why I choose them, because I got friends through
yes.
Instagram. Yeah.
Yes.
Because
we'll get into that in a moment.
Yes.
Yes.
That's so the reason why.
Yeah, that's great. So what would you say is your advice for staying motivated when you're tackling? Because all these different languages can be really difficult. So What's your advice for staying motivated when you're learning and teaching all these different languages?
Actually, for me, the most important reason why I'm still motivated is communication and being able to meet new friends on social media and to meet new friends during, for example, my journey or trip somewhere. That's the first reason why I'm still motivated, because I found it out that when you open and when you have a tool like language, you really have a lot of possibilities to be able to find new friends. For example, on Instagram, on social media, yes, I'm just happy that I can try to be friends with new people. And right. Also I'm able to read something, because, you know, sometimes we need more information for our job or for some explorings, or even, I don't know, for example, I'm interested in psychology, I'm interested in healthcare topics, and it's much better when you can also find information in other language than just in your mother tongue, right?
Absolutely, it opens up a lot of different potential and lots of, you know, a wider range of resources and things you can do. So it's really nice though that you've managed to meet friends from all these different countries. And how does this network of friends, how does this influence your language learning and teaching? Like, how have they influenced you, or in what ways have they motivated you?
First of all, my English is getting better and better, because the main language we speak, of course, it's English. And there are sometimes, like, especially when you're becoming or getting close friends with someone, you start to telling them about your life, how everything is going. And I just figure out, like, this year my English became much better, because I have several close friends from different places, like South Africa, Korea, and, you know, sometimes I need to share with them something that I don't know how to say it, so every time I need to check this out, how to say it, which grammar is better to use. So it really helps me, like, because I really want to tell them what I need to tell them. So that's why I'm motivated.
You need to be precise. You need to be precise, right? And say accurately what you want to say. I understand that. That makes sense. And it's great that you can do that through other languages as well.
Yeah, I wanted to say also that about other languages, like not just English, it's interesting fact that, like, for example, I got some friends from Brazil, and every time they hear that I like Brazil, I like Portuguese, because they speak Portuguese, every time they're like, oh, we're going to teach you Brazil, we're going to teach you Portuguese, let's speak Portuguese. So I sometimes don't ask people, just try to teach me. So that's really amazing, because yeah, they really help me. And every time, like, some guys from, like, Turkey, they also, like, if you need something, if you want to learn something, just write to us, or they just write me some phrases, like in Turkish, or I don't know, in Portuguese, in Spanish, and I need to translate and I remember them. So it's amazing.
Yeah, very much so. It's a really nice way to learn, because I think learning a new language is like learning a culture, right? You're not just learning the language, you're also learning the culture as well. So could you share a story about a memorable cultural experience you've had thanks to learning and teaching these different languages?
I just remember that I could try weird food in China, but it's not connected with languages.
About, maybe a phrase or an expression or an idiom where you're like, oh, it means that, or something that you heard where you're like, oh, I had no idea that's what it means. Have you had this kind of experience?
Yeah, always with English or Chinese. But I can't find exact example.
So let's dive into some of the specific languages you've mentioned. So how do you approach teaching and learning Chinese, for example, because it's very different to most, you know, most other languages. So how do you approach teaching Chinese and learning Chinese as well?
No, after, like, learning Chinese, as I mentioned before, it was the first language at my university. So that's why I got I got a high level of Chinese language, like I speak fluently. But after I graduated from university, I should find a job. But you know, because we are Orientalists, it's like you can choose whatever you want, and we needed to choose what we like. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. But at the same time, I was learning at the university, at the same time, I was teaching dances. So, and I thought like, whoa, I could teach dances. Why can't I try to be a teacher of language? So that's why I started being a Chinese teacher. Yeah, that's why.
Wow, so that's a really nice idea. You're like, well, I can teach dance and I'm good at dance and I can teach it well. So I have this also have this gift for language. So why not teach language as well, right? Was that the mentality? Yeah.
Also, it was like this. Also, you know, very often I got this idea that dance, it's also the language, like it's the body language, right?
Absolutely. So it's expression of your message, what you want to say. You can express things non-verbally. Absolutely, I agree. Yeah,
that's why. So I thought like I'm good at dancing, so I can be good at languages, and teaching them, it's the same thing.
For sure. Okay, so what about Spanish and Portuguese? These are both like Romance languages, so what advice could you offer for people who want to teach or they want to improve their Spanish or Portuguese? How would they keep motivated to learn these languages?
Oh, that's interesting and hard question as well. what can I advise? Like how to be motivated? I am still motivated. You know, music, the first reason is music, because I'm a big fan of Shakira. I think everyone knows who is this, right? Shakira and other singers who sing in Spanish language. And also Portuguese, it's also the weird reason why do I like this language is just because of the series. It's called El Clone or Clone, like clone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about it. I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, it's a really old Brazilian series. And when I was a young girl, I liked to watch this. And after I grow up, I rewatched this series again. And I watched this in Russian, but I could listen their speech in Portuguese. Actually, they speak carioca. It's carioca accent of Portuguese in Brazil. And I was in love in those sounds that they pronounce. So that's why I started learning Portuguese. So it's a weird, wonderful. Actually weird reason, but yes.
Not at all. TV is usually the initial exposure that a lot of people have to a new language or a culture, and it can definitely help them and motivate them to learn language. It's very common.
Yeah, I've heard that. I know that, for instance, in Russia, there are many teenagers, they like to watch Korean dramas, doramas. Yeah, I could hear that they started learning Korean language because of this. Yes, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Well, let's go on to that on a similar theme. You talked about Japanese as a language. That's very distinct from other languages you've mentioned. So what tips would you have for those people who want to learn Japanese or they want to maybe teach Japanese? What advice would you give them, Nina?
To learn Japanese, the first is to be ready that they have several systems of alphabet. Like they have like several systems of writing. I'm not, yes, I wasn't right. Three systems of writing. And also for me, Japanese is really hard. I mean, Japanese grammar is hard because before I started learning Japanese, I thought that Japanese and Chinese, it's really close languages. They should be absolutely the same, but no, they are not the same. The only one thing that there are Chinese characters in Japanese language, because they borrowed them. So for me, it it was easier to start learning Japanese after I started learning Chinese because I already could understand many characters. But the problem was that I couldn't read them in Japanese because they have different sounds. But yeah, it's
there are some similarities though, right?
Yes, absolutely similar characters, absolutely. Like mountain, the word mountain, how do they write it? It's the same way. A Chinese character and Japanese character, they are absolutely the same. Also numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes,
2, 10.
I think that's also very, not exactly, but quite similar to Korean as well. There's quite a lot of similarities with Chinese and Korean as well. Some of it.
I got a Russian friend who is his nationality is Korean. Nationality, yes, because his parents, they are Koreans. And they moved to South Korea 2 years ago. And he said that, yes, that there is something similar between Korean numbers and Chinese numbers. But I didn't start numbers yet. I haven't started learning numbers yet.
There's different systems of numbers as well, different ways to say things and count. So there's three different counting systems that I'm aware of. So yeah, at least.
Oh.
So you have
a challenge. It's waiting for me. I need to figure it out.
You have to keep motivated to learn this language as well.
Yeah.
Why did you initially start learning Arabic? Again, that's a real challenge and it's very unique for a lot of learners. So how do you learn this and how would you teach this if you were a teacher teaching Arabic?
No, I do not teach Arabic because I'm just a learner.
I was saying if you were going to teach it, how would you teach it?
I started it because this year I got many followers from different Arabic countries like Egypt, Iraq, Morocco. So that's why I was interested in how do they guys speak? How do they write? The most interesting for me is how do they write? Because it's absolutely crazy because they write in another way, not like we. They start from another side. I was curious how is possible to type on the phone.
Yes, it's very tricky because everything is aligned differently and it goes from right to left, right?
Yes. And that's the reason. So, you know, my goal is not to learn Arabic, like to be fluent in this language. My goal for now is just to be able to say some basic phrases, like if I, for example, if I one day I decide to go to travel to Egypt, for example, right? I want to be able to say something like, hello, how are you doing? Where is this? Where is that? My name is Nina.
Right.
Yeah. And to be able maybe to read something or to write something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah. And I agree that it's really nice to, even if you can't be fluent, just to know a few words in someone else's language really helps to build that connection, right? I think it's a really important tool. And I found that just knowing a few words of each language can really help a lot to kind of, you know, kind of break the ice and also just to feel more comfortable with people from other countries as well. I think it's very important.
Oh, sorry, I can add something.
Sure.
Because every time I travel somewhere, for example, last time I was in Turkey and also when I was in Montenegro. And yeah, before I went to Turkey, I always tried to learn several basic phrases. And it's really, I understood that when you try to speak in their language, they're more friendly to you. I don't know how it works, but
of course, definitely. If you just make a little bit of effort, people are very surprised and they're very excited because they don't expect it. It's not common for them, right? And if you can make a little bit of effort, definitely you'll find that you have a much better experience, I think, for sure. I think that's very important.
And you have more possibilities because every time I try it, every time people are kind to me, friendly, and they are like, whoa, let's teach you something else. We can help you with something else.
Yes.
Yeah, and also, I also noticed that knowledge of English is really important because last time I was in Turkey, like, for example, a situation at the hotel. Some Russian tourists came with me. Like, we, it was check-in, right? Check-in moment, moment of check-in. And it just was me who could speak English. And the hotel services administrator, she just could speak Turkish and English. And all the Russian tourists, they're like, oh, we do not understand English. And yeah, I was like a translator. I could help them. And also there was a couple of young men and girl. And they were like, whoa, we will hang out with you because you can speak English. And really, we became became friends after that. Like, we went to excursions with them. This was funny. It's just,
so you became an unofficial tour guide because of your linguistic skills, right?
Yeah, and they cool. could take my pictures. They could help me with taking photos.
There you go. That's awesome. It's great. Like, this is the beauty of language and what it can do for you, for sure. Tell me, Nina, we've discussed kind of your language journey and some of your approaches for teaching. Now, can you share any personal stories or memorable moments from your experiences in language learning and teaching? Are there some experiences that jump out to you from teaching, maybe specifically as a teacher, some like really wonderful moments that you've had so far?
I just can remember that I'm always happy when I can see how my students, my teenager students or kids, how always happy when I can see that they understand something, especially in Chinese, because, you know, Chinese is, yeah, it's absolutely different. For example, in Chinese, they don't have a word million. They don't have this word. They just say they have a special word to say 10,000. It's just one character.
Right.
Yeah, I think maybe Korean the same. I'm not sure.
Yes.
And when I see that my like teenagers can understand it, I'm always like, whoa. Because I remember when I was at university, it was hard for me to understand how it works. And now when I see that I can teach them and it works, I'm like, wow, you could understand it. Like, you can understand it just after one lesson. But because I couldn't do that after five lessons. So that's really funny.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I guess what I really want to ask is, how as a teacher or how as a learner can we stay motivated? What are your top tips for staying motivated, keeping motivated, and learning and growing as a language learner or as a language teacher?
As a language learner, as I mentioned, it's just friendship. Like, and yeah, I think for those people who are closed, who are not open to other people, who are like shy or something, it really it doesn't allow them to stay motivated. Because if you want to be connected with people, if you are open to share and to exchange, it really, that's what let me stay motivated. Because I'm like, oh, today I'm gonna talk with this friend, tomorrow I'm gonna talk with that friend. And yeah, it's, and because we are friends, this process is like unstoppable, right? And about teaching, I think that these little successes of my students, all their victories in somewhere, it can keep me motivated. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you for sharing that, Nina. How can our listeners connect with you? How can they find out more about you? Or how could they reach out if they want to practice or learn or teach a language?
You can find me on Instagram. My page is Kariganova.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll add that to the description underneath so you guys can find that and you can connect with Nina if you want to find out more about what she does. Maybe get involved. I know you do a lot of lives and a lot of great classes and events where you talk about lots of different subjects in many languages. So that would be great. So feel free to join Nina for that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nina. I really enjoyed the chat.
Thank you for an invitation. It was nice to participate here.
Thank you so much, Nina, for taking the time to talk to us today on the podcast. It was a really interesting and insightful interview. And it's always great to speak to guests that you know, have connected via social media through places like Instagram. So if you're not following us on Instagram, please do so. You can just go to at ESL Talk Podcast and you can follow us there on Instagram. It's always great to connect and network and find amazing teachers and learners like Nina. So feel free to follow us on Instagram, and you can also follow her on Instagram as well. Her information is just in the description below. That is it for this week, so we'll see you next week for another new episode. Thanks, as always, for listening. And don't forget, you can access all our previous episodes for free just by simply going to esl-talk.com, and you can listen to all our previous episodes whenever you like for free at esl-talk.com. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for even more ESL teaching content.